It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review memoir of a snail, the latest stop-motion feature from Australian animator Adam Elliott, who bases the story on his life and creates characters worthy of his name. They happen to be two strange twins named Grace and Gilbert, who are the children of a washed-out French juggler, and when he passes away, they're both sent to separate foster homes. As they get older, Grace, voiced by Sarah Snook, struggles to find kind people in her life, especially with her lip deformity, while Gilbert, voiced by Cody Smith-McPhee, in his first stop-motion feature since Paranorman, deals with the struggles and homophobia of his religious family. You know stop-motion animation is maturing if we get snail semen, a judge being canned for masturbating, and a broken middle finger. You know, all these elements that qualify Memoir of a Snail to be R-rated, and you're absolutely right about that. But it's also a poignant gem about tragedy in a girl's life, how she struggles to find kindness, and the reunion of her brother. This is the part where you're probably asking me, why would I see a sad movie about a sad girl? Because it's about the humanity within, and the animation by Elliott merges quite well with it. 3.5 stars. Recapping the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs down for Here, thumbs up for Hangdog, thumbs way up for Road Diary, thumbs down for Blitz, and thumbs way up for Memoir of a Snail. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Heretic, with Hugh Grant giving two Mormon missionaries the puzzle of their lives, and also Clint Eastwood's latest film, Juror No. 2, with Nicholas Hoult and Toni Collette. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.